At the 2007 ASCO meeting, one of the most discussed and clinically relevant lung cancer presentations was given by Dr. Nasser Hanna of findings from the Hoosier Oncology Group, or HOG, trial of docetaxel maintenance in locally advanced disease. I met with Dr. Hanna to discuss these results, but to begin, I asked him to comment on the new ECOG 1505 adjuvant trial mentioned by Dr. Bunn, which addresses the potential role of anti-VEGF therapy in the adjuvant setting.
ECOG 1505 is a randomized phase 3 study which will treat patients who have had resected non-small cell lung cancer stage 1B through 3A, and they'll be randomized to receive one of several chemotherapy regimens, which they can choose. These are all cisplatin-based regimens, and the randomization is with or without bevacizumab.
And which specifically are the chemo regimens?
Cisplatin and gemcitabine, cisplatin and taxotere, cisplatin and vinorelbine, with or without bevacizumab. So the interesting things about this trial are the debate amongst the NCI and also the academicians involved in the design of this trial about whether we should have a carboplatin arm. And originally a carboplatin plus paclitaxel arm was included. There was some consternation about that because of emerging data that cisplatin-based regimens may be slightly superior to carboplatin-based regimens in the metastatic setting. Meta-analyses suggest that might be the case. Secondly, there was an update of a CALGB trial in which patients with stage 1B disease only were randomized to surgery with or without carboplatin paclitaxel as adjuvant therapy. And that trial, which was initially reported as positive, was updated with continuing interim results. The p-value was no longer statistically significant, although the disease-free survival continued to be better with the chemotherapy arm of the trial. So there was some concern about whether this carboplatin-based regimen should be used. There was some concern about whether we should include the stage 1B patients. A unplanned subset analysis of that trial looked at tumor size. As you know, patients with stage 1B disease have tumors that are 3 centimeters or greater with node-negative disease. When you look at tumors that are 4 centimeters or greater in that subset, there was a statistically significant survival advantage for the addition of chemotherapy. So rightfully or wrongfully, the updated ECOG protocol is to include stage 1B patients, but you must have a tumor greater than or equal to 4 centimeters.